I've seen the reports on Mr. Pritam Singh's comments at his session with the Assembly. When he was asked about his case involving Ms. Raisha Khan, he said, and I quote, "The court of public opinion can be a bigger court than any court in the world." This is an outrageous statement, plainly wrong, and also completely unacceptable. Let's be clear what happened in this case. Mr. Singh was investigated, and then he was charged. He went through a full and open trial and was convicted by the court for lying to a parliamentary select committee. The judge gave detailed grounds setting out the basis for the conviction. I think it ran into almost 150 pages. This judgment is today valid and binding. Mr. Singh has chosen to appeal, and that's his right. So we let the process run its course, and I will not comment on the case itself. But what must be said is this. No one should dismiss or denigrate the court's judgment or suggest that public opinion can somehow trump a court's decision. This is a very dangerous idea. We have laws, and in Singapore, the rule of law is a cornerstone of our system. This is so that we do not have rule of the mob. Mr. Singh also suggests that because he's a politician, that this is part of a political attempt to attack him. This is the kind of response we have seen all over the world, from populist politicians who attack judges and courts when rulings go against them. They think they are above the law. But this kind of irresponsible politics should have no place in Singapore. Singapore is built on honesty and integrity. But Mr. Singh is delegitimizing our courts with his comments, saying it doesn't matter what he does as long as he gets elected. What Mr. Singh said also undermines public trust in our system, in our law enforcement, and in our judiciary. In Singapore, the courts decide cases not on politics, but based on facts and the law. And no one is above the law, not the leader of the opposition, not any minister. If anyone commits an offence, they should face the law. If Mr. Singh has done no wrong, the court will judge and rule as such. But if the conviction stands, then he should accept it fully and take responsibility. There is no separate court for politicians.